Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Matthew, the first gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 to 23. Parables of the Kingdom, part 1. Let's look at that passage, beginning with the first couple of verses. Matthew chapter 13, verse 1. On the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea, and great multitudes were gathered together to him, so that he got into a boat and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, just picture the scene. Jesus came out of a house, and he went to sit down by the water, and a crowd followed that was so large that he had to get in a boat and move out from the shore a bit in order to speak to them all. The people all stood there on the shore to listen. The preacher sat down to speak, and the people all stood to listen. Don't miss that. Do you hear that? The preacher sat down to speak, and all the people stood up to listen. That's an interesting image for our church gatherings today. First of all, Jesus used parables to teach the truth. Look at the second part of verse 3. Behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places, where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. We have the image of a person sowing seed on various kinds of soil. Wayside, it says. A field that was bordered by paths, beaten hard by so much foot traffic and baked hard by the sun. Some seeds would fall on those hard paths. Stony places, shallow soil on a layer of bedrock. It looked fertile from the top, but it had no depth for a root system to develop. Thorns, weeds and roots that were still in the ground after plowing, they sucked the life out of any new growth that appeared from the seeds. And then good seed, good ground, soil that was prepared and ready to receive the seed sown. The result was a plentiful harvest. Parables were common teaching tools. They were analogies in the form of a story. However, parables were different than analogies in that they required explanation to be understood. Jesus used analogies in his parables that his hearers would be familiar with from their world. Those without understanding just received a nice lesson on farming. Jesus used parables to teach the truth. Second, Jesus gave the reason for the teaching method. Verses 10 to 17. And the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" And he answered and said to them, "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him will be given. More will be given, and he will have an abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, 'Hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive.' For the hearts of the people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts in turn, so that I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes that they see, and your ears that they hear. For assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see, and did not see it, and to hear what you hear, and did not hear it. There was a question by the disciples, and Jesus answered it with realities of God's dealings with sinful mankind. Grace is given to believers. It has been given to you to know. Jesus affirmed that the understanding truth is a gift of grace, removing spiritual blindness. What have believers been given? Mysteries. Truth of the kingdom hidden from everyone in the past and now revealed in the New Testament. But mercy without grace is given to unbelievers because seeing they do not see. It was their unbelief that caused spiritual blindness. It was God's initiative that obscured the truth from them. God does not delight in their destruction. He's showing mercy so that their condemnation does not increase. Jesus quoted Isaiah 6, verses 9 and 10. Many desired to see the things that you see. John chapter 8, verse 56. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 9. Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Of this salvation, the prophets have inquired and searched carefully, who prophesied of the grace that would come to you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. To them it was revealed that, not to themselves, but to us, they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Things which angels desire to look into. So Jesus gave the reason for the teaching method. And then third, Jesus explained the meaning of the analogies. Verse 18. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received seed by the wayside. But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation and persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. The seed is the word of the kingdom, the message of salvation, the gospel. The sower is the one who shares the message to those outside the kingdom, that they may enter in. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 to 20. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are his ambassadors. We are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Look at the results of the sowing. Seeds that land on the wayside, the messenger never penetrates the soil, so it disappears from the surface of their understanding. Satan snatches it away He is always standing by, ready to go to work. Seed that grows in the stony places. Some people make emotional, superficial commitments in a time of crisis, but they're not real. They remain interested only until there's a sacrifice to pay. And then they abandon Christ. 1 John 2:19. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. The seed that ends up among the thorns is also a superficial commitment without a true repentance. They cannot break with the love of money and the world. This person's heart is where his treasure is, and his treasure is not with Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God. Pressure reveals his real heart. James 4:4. Adulterers, adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Look at verse 23. Of our text. But he who receives the seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Three soils with no fruit, and therefore no salvation. Three kinds of good soil with much fruit, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Not all believers are equally fruitful, but all are fruitful. So what's the point of this passage? Well, a twofold commitment. Keep sowing the seed, not worrying about the soil. And pray that the Holy Spirit would make the soil fertile and ready for seed. Pray that the hardness of heart be broken up. And share the truth when the opportunity arises. Pray that the underlying hardness will be penetrated so that the seed can root and grow a harvest of salvation. Pray that a true awareness develops of the futility of the world's ways and its riches. Be ready to work the good ground. Plant seeds. Water the seed. Reap the harvest. The size of the harvest is God's work alone. You have a great day.